WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
.7 The Capstone. This is the morning show. Good morning, good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. It's a little dreary outside, but that's okay because we're going to be having some good stuff inside. And you know, we're just going to chill out today. I got my hair cut yesterday. I think it looks all right. I may be wearing a hood anyway for this rainy weather, but that's okay. We're just going to hang out this morning and have some fun stuff. And who knows, maybe we'll explore some philosophical questions along the way. If you send us a message at any point during the show, at WVUAFM on Instagram, and we'll just keep it going. Here is Joy again with Looking Out for You right here on 90.7 WVUA.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Group Love with Ways to Go right here on 90.7 The Capstone. My name is Noah. This is the morning show. And today, I think we're going to be looking at something that will be of interest to you. We're going to be looking at some of these questions that, because Christian's out today. He's got some other stuff going on, but that's all right. So I'm going to be solo looking at, I'm going to go on a solo exploration. Looking at some of these questions that cross my mind of like, is this something this is something that I'd like an answer to? And so one of the first questions I was thinking about is it bad to keep multiple tabs open on your computer? So this is one of these like sort of like folk tales or whatever that I have heard that like it is bad for your computer to do this. I have always been a multiple tabs open, multiple windows open type person, and I can't help but wonder as I was doing the search for this question, you know, maybe there's something to that. In every initial search, it seems to be that having too many tabs open takes up system resources. And your computer has to process faster, and it can lead to slower performance and decreased battery life. I'm currently sitting at 31%. I'll let you know by the end of the segment what I'm at. And I'll just keep opening tabs while I'm talking. But whenever I say I have a lot of tabs, like no joke, I usually have like, I don't know, 20 tabs per window and maybe like 4 windows open. It's not good. And then I have like, I'll have the Notes app open, I'll have music open, I'll have Spotify open. It's very intense. But I'm a big tabs person because it's like I keep the reason why I do it is that it's like each little tab is a little thought, and I keep it open until the thought is complete, until the task is complete. And sometimes some of these tasks have been on here for like weeks. Just something I've been like, I'm going to come back to that and work on it. But it seems to be, let's see, we have an article from the Windows Club that says closing previous closed tabs is better. Every program or software that we open our computer uses computer processing power, and just the more you do it, the more it is. So it does seem to be that it will be bad to have a bunch of tabs open. And so, I don't know. I don't know that I'm necessarily going to change anything of how I do things, but at least I am more aware that this is, in fact, a real thing. So I suppose I cannot doubt it any longer. We're going to be looking at some things like this today, talking about some things as we do some solo exploration here on The Morning Show. We'll be back. Going to play some music. Here's a Parasite by BB Club.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
My name is Noah, and today we're looking at we're doing a bit of a solo exploration. Well, last break, we looked at whether having a bunch of tabs open runs your computer's battery down. I am one the type that has a bunch of tabs open. I closed a few of them, but I'm currently, I went from 31% about 10 minutes ago down to 26%. So if that's not science, I don't know what that is. The sole explanation for this break is, I was thinking about the moon. The moon is very confusing to me. And obviously this is not going to be some sort of like, did they fake the moon landing? Because obviously they did. No, I'm just kidding. But am I? No, today what we're looking at for the moon is what phase it's in, because this is some like crazy stuff that, so there's this moon phase calculator, so you can just tell by using the internet and everything, but I want to know by looking at the moon what phase it's in. So the big thing you have to know is, because there's like full, there's full, new, crescent, gibbous, waning and waxing, and I'm like, what is all this stuff, what is going on here? It looks like the most important thing to remember is that if the shadow of the moon is on the right side, it's waning. It means it's like it was full, and the shadow's on the right, it means it's getting darker. And whenever it's completely dark, that means it's a new moon, which is weird for me to think about, like, because I would think that like whenever all of it's there, it's like it's the new moon, but apparently not. So when it's full, that means you see the whole thing. I mean, we all know that. Look, there's a full moon up in the sky. And then it's going to start, the shadow's going to start creeping from the right. It's going to become, they got all these goofy names. Waning gibbous is what happens next. Then third quarter, then waning crescent. But that's going to be whenever you get the little crescent moon, the typical moon shape on the left side, like at the little bright spot, that means that it is, it's getting darker. And whenever you get it on the right side, that means it's getting lighter. You're seeing more of it. And obviously, that's not all the correct... I'm sure that wouldn't be the correct astronomy talk to be like, it's not actually getting darker. It's just like where its position is. But whatever. The big thing to remember is if it's the shadow's on the right side, it's waning. And if the shadow's on the left side, it's waxing, which means it's getting to be more full. Waning, less full. Waxing, more full. I'm going to try to remember that, and there will be a quiz at the end of the show, so don't forget. This is a solo exploration here on The Morning Show, but don't worry. We'll keep you updated on everything else that's going on in the universe, in the university as it comes. We'll be back before too long. Going to play you some music. Here's Slack Times right here on 90.7 WVUA.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
I'm having a bit of an identity crisis lately. I feel like I have to keep saying my name just in case I forget. Because I'm either having an identity crisis or memory loss. I can't quite remember, but it's one or the other. Usually here to help me remember is my co-host Christian, but Christian's out today. He'll be back next week, and then that'll be just fine and dandy. But it does make me a little sad that on this Weezer Wednesday, Christian's not here to celebrate with me, but he is celebrating it from afar, I am sure. In honor of this Weezer Wednesday, with Christian out of the studio, I was like, let me play a bit of a more, perhaps melancholy, Weezer song, to sort of fit the mood, perhaps. So I'm gonna play you some Endless Bummer here on The Morning Show to so that we can, think together. Christian, come back soon. So here's Endless Bummer by Weezer on your Weezer Wednesday. We're playing Weezer music every hour of The Morning Show here on Wednesday. So let's get right to it. Endless Bummer by Weezer.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Morning Show. We're kind of just chilling out today. I've been doing a little bit of a solo exploration, as I'm just the only one on mic here in the studio. Our next solo exploration is into a typical segment, but we got some new music here. This is picked out by Alice and the music team, "Prettier Than You," by the artist Rose Gray. It's a little groovy dance pop song. And let me tell you a little bit about as I let me tell you a little bit about this this artist, Rose Gray, and learn a little bit about who they are. The album that this is from is album that this is from is a Higher Than the Sun, which just is a new album, because we're playing you some a new EP, and Rose Gray is got some good stuff going on. He likes to make this type of music. She's got a lot of good stuff going on. It says an intoxicating blend of house, pop, and dance that feels entirely unique and totally irresistible. So let's check out a little bit. Here's Rose Gray with Prettier Than You.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Today we're doing a solo exploration into some of these topics that crossed my mind. I was thinking this morning about the oldest person in the world. And so I was looking at this Wikipedia page. I know Wikipedia, but you know, it gives us a somewhat accurate picture of things. And so I was looking at this picture of the oldest people. The oldest verified person is Maria Moreira, who is 150. Or no, wait, Maria Brenes of Spain. She's 115 years, almost 116 years old. And so it says 348 days. So time that out. I don't know when her birthday is. So she's pretty old. But I was looking like who, and there's this whole list of people of like the 100 oldest women, 100 oldest men. I'm like, who's counting this? And apparently it is the Gerontology Research Group. It's based out of LA, and it's a organization of researchers in various fields of gerontology, which is the study of like aging and things. I also learned that someone who is at least 110 years old is a super centenarian. I'm just doing learning all the words today. But the Gerontology Research Group was founded in 1990, and then they just look at old people. So I don't know. I feel like this would have been something much better. I don't know if I could trust them. That's what crossed my mind is how do I know that they're like how do we know? Because obviously they're saying that this is true, but I don't know. And so I think there might be corruption going on here, and I think this is something that you need to do some solo exploration on your own for. But I'm going to keep my eye on this GRG. Me and the GRG, we got beef, don't you know? They got all these oldest people. What about the youngest person? Or what about the most average, middle-aged person? I don't know. I think it's a little strange of what they're doing, and I just don't trust them. Let me know if you have any thoughts at WVUAFM on Instagram as we continue to do this solo exploration. I don't really know where we're going today, but I like what's going on. Black Keys is up next with Wild Child.
WVUAFM, Tuscaloosa.
This is 90.7 WVUA, The Morning Show, doing a solo exploration, as I'm solo here in the studio. I was thinking about Santa hats, and how did they all come about and get to be and everything? And so it seems who we have to thank, and I feel like I had heard this before, is Thomas Nast. He's a cartoonist from the mid-1800s, and he drew a picture of Santa Claus, one of the which sort of defined how we think of Santa Claus. He's got a big white beard and everything, and he drew him wearing a pelias hat. I think I'm saying that right, which a pelias hat is just pretty much a piece of cloth. It's kind of like a beanie a little bit, but it's kind of pointed at the top a little bit, and so It's in this original picture, it looks like it's brimless. It's kind of like a little elf hat, too. Well, I guess, like, that's where it comes from. Like, well, it looks like an elf hat, which I guess the elf hats are little Pileus hats. Well, because it's like Santa, because they are like Santa. So Thomas Nast drew him wearing that little hat, and then Coca-Cola made it, like, because this was in not color, and then Coca-Cola said it should be red. And so, because they wanted to make it align with their branding, so then you get the red Santa hat from Thomas Nast and Coca-Cola, and then it just continues on to be that way. And so that is the origin of the red Santa hat. You get the hat from Thomas Nast, and you get the red from Coca-Cola, and I get my drinks from Coca-Cola, but no, I drink Pepsi. This is 90.7 The Capstone, The Morning Show, doing some solo exploration. Encourage you to do some solo exploration on your own. Here's The Cars, I'm Not the One.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
In relation to the Super Bowl ads and everything that they have going on, I was like, I'm sure I'm not the first person to say this, but it is kind of dystopian a little bit, just like all the articles and things of people being like, rewatch all the best ads from the Super Bowl. Here's our rankings of the ads from the Super Bowl. It's like, gee whiz, they're, at the end of the day, these are ads, my guy. So it's just like, what the heck? People are sort of just paying, giving all their time and money to these ads and these companies, and it's like, do we have anything better to do? I mean, surely not. But I don't know. Like, it's inherent, and me talking about it, of course, is just adding more to it. But what are we doing? Why are we spending so much? I mean, at the end of the day, like, what else is there to talk about? You can talk about, and I guess perhaps this is interesting to advertising folks or for people who like to rate these types of things. But for the general human being, this was the first time that I had sat down and watched through the whole Super Bowl. And I was just like, I mean, is that it? You hear all these things about all this stuff or whatever, and several of these articles mention that 1984 Apple ad, that was really influential. But I'm like, is the Super Bowl even that effective anymore? Maybe, maybe not. 100 million people, that's a lot of people, but I'm done with that. I'm done with that. I want to turn a page and to look at something that is actually, I know, is good, and that is Weezer Wednesday, right here on 90.7 WVUA, every Wednesday morning show. We're playing you some Weezer Wednesday, and I just want a good song, a good happy song, one that is like, I know is good and I know is amazing. All of them are good and all of them are amazing, but one of the most good and most amazing is Buddy Holly by Weezer. We're going to play it right now because, you know what, it's Weezer Wednesday, and that's what we like to do here. All right, we're going to get right to it. Buddy Holly by Weezer here on Weezer Wednesday.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Sarah Beth Nelson, 511 Days here on The Morning Show. My name is Noah, and looking at some random things today, just whatever piques my interest, I was looking at this U.S. currency and what the highest denomination of U.S. currency was in history. And apparently there's a $10,000 bill. There's 500, 1,000, 5,000, and 10,000. And I saw this. This is on the USA.gov's website. It said they are still, so those no longer issues bills in the larger denominations, but they are still legal tender and may still be in circulation. And I was like, hang on a second. When did these go out of circulation? And I did some more researching, and those bigger bills from the $500 up to the $10,000 were in circulation in printing until 1969. So that's only like 50 years ago that they stopped making these astronomically large bills. And I don't know, I just thought it was like, I guess that makes sense technically, but I'm here thinking that these bills were like in the early like 1900s or something, but 1970, like, that's like crazy to think that, like, there are people, like, normal average human beings that are alive today, like my grandparents, who are like, yeah, I remember when there were $100,000 bills with Woodrow Wilson that we just threw around like everything. No, I'm sure they all the rich people had them and everything, but that is interesting to think about. Just that they It does say they were last printed in 1945, so that does put it some older stuff, but it says they were issued until 1969, so I don't know. That is some interesting stuff, because I knew that these existed. That's why I was looking it up and everything, but I didn't realize that they were in circulation for so long and everything. And that they can still, you can still, if you have one, you can go buy something with it today. Though I'm sure they're all with collectors and everything, but if you've got a $100,000 bill lying around, go get you some snacks or something. Here's Bash and Pop, Bad News, here on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
WVUA. My name is Noah, and this has been the morning show. Been solo and been doing some solo exploration, but now it's almost time to sort of wrap up here. It's almost 10 o'clock. Morning's going to keep on going, but you know, the show will be back next week. 8 to 10 a.m. here on 90.7 WVUA. Christian's going to be back, and we're going to be having some fun. And, yeah. So I'm gonna put up on Instagram some of our explorations from the day at WVUA-FM, so go check that out. Go check out everything that stay up to date and everything that's going on by following us on Instagram. I'm going to leave you with some more new music. This is Civic, Trick of the Light. Little post-punky indie rock song. So, a shout out to Alice and the music team for playing us, so getting us some new music every week.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.